The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now is a man who's no stranger to the podcast. It's Zach Meir, CEO of Lyft Global Ventures. You're Zach.
I'm very well. I'm in celebratory mode after getting the listing date for Aquis at the end of the month, April the 29th. We have raised the £2 million, which is the minimum you need to get on Aquis. Obviously, we'd love to have more. And if Elon Musk wants to make an investment, I'm sure he's still got his chance. But
well, he's last minute, isn't he? Musk is very last minute, and he often messes up his filings as well. So
that's right.
You probably find you've got $2 billion invested there, Zach, not $2 million.
You might press the wrong button and do that. So let's take
a step backwards first. For people not familiar with Lyft Global Ventures, what's it all about, Zach?
It's all about actually our area. So financial, media and technology is what it says on the tin. Mm. And what that actually means is online financial communication. So everything really in our space, the service providers, everything which is digital is Lyft's sphere of interest. So digital communications, financial PR online, the websites, the people who provide Twitter services to run your Twitter, all those sorts of things is what we look at. And obviously, as you've seen with Elon Musk's 9.9% purchase of Twitter, that's really transformed the way that we get information about the stock market. Some people
9.1%. He filed for 9.2% or 9.2, and then it turned out it was 9.1%. So he messed up the filing. So I don't know what's going on there.
Well, I messed up the number as well. So great minds think alike.
Yeah.
So I think Twitter is actually the area that's, I suppose, inspired me. I've got 23,000 followers on Twitter, which is I think quite an achievement for something which is not entertainment necessarily or music and things like that. So for small cap stock market sort of interest, I think that shows what we've got here. It's not just about the stock market. The crypto space is really sort of ballooned in the recent past. There are quite a few trading platforms where you can trade crypto. And so all those service providers, as I said, are the area that we're looking at. And I think that probably one would want to have, some kind of crypto exposure in some way, whether it's a crypto news website or whatever it is in the mix, just because I think the statistics last week were that, one in four people have traded crypto, which is actually much more than have ever traded shares. So crypto, despite all the attempts to smother it, is actually overtaken the stock market, and that also shows in, I suppose, some of the liquidity issues that we see in on AIM and other areas as well.
Yeah. Well, and also, at the moment, I think you've I think pushing this out anyway is good, because at the moment there's been so much uncertainty. What I've said so many times, people are finding it very hard in the micro cap, small cap space. But you have to understand where we are at the moment. We have gone through historical abnormal times, where we've had a pandemic which happens once every 100 years. We've had a major European war. So inflation, because of that, of course, those two factors is rife. So hopefully stabilizing a bit now. So I think we may be heading into calmer waters. So, that's the best place. So you'll be taking investment stakes in companies that are obviously fast growing in this area. Is that right? Helping them to develop and grow. Is that the case?
Yes. I think the good thing about digital, and it's whether you've got a digital, you're selling cakes or whether you're selling bicycles or anything online, that the margins are much better. It's the same with financial communications as well. Once you've got that distribution or that following, then, the people who pay for those services, you actually have much better margins than you would in, say, the traditional PR companies, which have an office and they have lots of staff and everything else. So I think that it's really taking advantage of the way that everything's got onto Twitter, Telegram and the websites. And, you've got these webinars and all the other things like that, where people pay X amount and or on a retainer. Obviously Vox is a good example of that. So, the podcasts and the articles and everything else, and people are hungry for that. And I think, that's what Lyft's going to look at.
So the IPO date is the 29th this month. Can people still invest?
Yeah, so they can still invest. You can invest sort of like, I think about three or four, until about 3 or 4 days before the listing date. Mm-hmm. The good thing about having the date now that we've announced this morning is that, you know, you now know what the time horizon is. So if you're, you know, if you only want to be in the stock, you know, a month or two, you know that. Whereas if you get into the IPO, you know, a few months ago, until the IPO raises the amount of money that it needs to, you know, you're sort of sitting around waiting for the thing to complete. So the advantage of getting into Lyft now is that you would have, you'd be in at 3p, which is the IPO price, but you'd also have a one-third warrant, which I think you've described as one free share for every three that you own.
So yeah, with no risk as well, because you don't have to pay for that warrant until you see it's in the money, do you? So
right. So the idea is that if Lyft gets off to a good start and the shares go from, you know, 3p to 10p or whatever it is, you could exercise your warrant and make a little bit more than you know with that little extra kicker there. So it's a bit more interesting getting in now than it would be just buying the shares normally once the company lists. So that's really the message at the moment.
Yeah. And once you've raised the money, you know, time frame wise, you know, how soon are you looking at the target? When do you kick into action?
Well, obviously, the whole premise of Lyft was to sort of look around the landscape and find the targets. We'll start that process once we list, because that's what you're supposed to do. And hopefully within a relatively short period, we'll identify a target, kick the tires and do all our due diligence. And over the course of perhaps, you know, the summer, something like that, maybe the first revelation will come through. But the main thing here is to pick the right thing, get it right. And I'd rather take a bit longer mm-hmm. and get it right rather than get in there in haste and then repent at leisure. So, yeah, obviously, we've both been around the market for a long time. My case, sort of 30 years, and I'm sure your case is slightly less. But, you know, you've seen lots of good examples of people making acquisitions and plenty more bad ones. And I think after such a build-up of being in the market for 30 years, I certainly want to get it right and have a bit of hopefully shock and awe rather than pain and misery. Just the shock.
Yes. Yeah. So, and are you looking at you know, just listed companies or private companies as well? What's the deal?
I think it would. I suppose that the obvious thing would be to look at the private companies, because mm-hmm. that's potentially where, if you pick the right kind of vehicle, that's where the upside would be greatest, and hopefully, you know, it would be more affordable than maybe something on the market. But as you know, in recent times, you can have companies which are very lowly rated on the stock market for no apparent reason, whether it's the liquidity or people don't like the management or bad communications, whatever. So if there is a financial media /technology target which is listed, obviously we'd look at that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. All right. And where do they go, Zach, to find out how to invest? Someone's sitting listening to this now and thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind a little crack at this. What actions do they take? Where should they visit?
The liftgv.com, so that's Golf Victor, liftgv.com mm-hmm. is the website. So I think everything is on there, including the presentation. And the brokers are Optiva and Novum, and you can get in touch with those. But basically, everything is on the website, so I would go for that.
Marvellous. Well, we could chat again once you're listed and, you know, talk a bit more. Marvellous stuff, Zach, and speak soon, fella. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.